From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In the Middle East, the Palestinians have a new president, and Israel has a new coalition government. After more than 3 hours of debate, Israel's parliament today narrowly approved Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government. That vote came just hours after Mahmoud Abbas was confirmed as the winner of yesterday's Palestinian presidential election. Abbas says the Palestinians are ready for peace with Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
After weeks of negotiations, Sharon added the dovish Labor Party and the ultra-Orthodox United Torah Judaism to his ruling Likud coalition. It is the first time that Sharon has a parliamentary majority since the centrist Shinui Party quit the government over budget allocations 6 months ago. The Labor Party received 8 government portfolios, and 80-year-old Shimon Peres was named vice premier. United Torah Judaism said its participation in the government is for a 3-month trial period and is dependent on hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for its educational institutions. Peres said the most important mission for the new government is implementing Sharon's plan to withdraw Israeli troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip by the end of this year. I hope we will all be serious about the Gaza withdrawal, he said. This is what the people want, and it is vital to the country. Sharon has said repeatedly he is committed to evacuating the 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza and 4 in the West Bank. The issue has split his hardline Likud party. 13 members of the Likud voted against Sharon's government today in protest against the pullout from Gaza. The new Israeli government took office just hours after the Palestinians elected Mahmoud Abbas to succeed the late Yasser Arafat as president of the Palestinian Authority. Abbas today said Palestinians are ready for peace with Israel and called for a resumption of negotiations based on the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. In Israel, reaction to Abbas's election victory was divided. Labor leader Peres welcomed the outcome, saying there is a new, legitimate Palestinian leadership which is definitely against terror and war. Peres, who negotiated the 1993 Oslo peace accord with Abbas, called him a moderate, intelligent, and experienced man and asked Israelis to give him a chance. But Dori Gold, an advisor to Sharon, says Abbas must prove he really wants peace.
Now that the election is over and Mahmoud Abbas has won, for Israel the most critical step that can be taken would be that finally a Palestinian leader will crack down on terrorism and dismantle the terrorist infrastructure.
Israel Radio today reported that Sharon will seek a meeting with Abbas in the coming days. Aides to Abbas say he is willing to meet Sharon, but wants to make sure there will be substantive results. Israeli media say Sharon is willing to release Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails if Palestinian militants stop rocket attacks from Gaza. The U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, which Abbas says he supports, envisions an independent Palestinian state. As a first step, it calls on Palestinians to crack down on terrorism and on Israel to stop settlement expansion. Israeli analysts say the Bush administration is likely to put pressure on both sides to advance the peace process. But some analysts caution against too much optimism. Commentator Yossi Alfer runs a joint Israeli-Palestinian website.
I don't think either one of them is a candidate for a successful final status negotiation leading to an end of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Abbas, from his standpoint, he continues to adhere to fairly hardline positions, the same ones that Arafat took. Sharon, for his part, is really not interested in a peace process.
Other analysts disagree. They say the planned withdrawal from Gaza could be the first step to a broader agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.